Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Come with me to a shack of mystery, to beat conspiracies, to curiosity. Spin the tales of Daniel and Wilbur's lore. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. Mom, my fightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hold up a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
What? Okay, you're Daniel. And I'm Wilbur. Welcome back to the shack. We survived another week.
Did we?
We're back. You know what? I'm also shocked that we survived the I just announced, was that today, I think they announced it, that there was no clients on Jeffrey Epstein's client list.
Yeah, I seen that. He was not guilty of trafficking. He was
He was definitely guilty of all that stuff, trafficking, you know, but nobody.
Yeah,
nobody. There was no clients.
See, I thought he was found not guilty of all that stuff.
I mean, might as well at this point. Who wants
that
to?
That was the joke I was seeing, that everybody's like, oh gosh.
Oh no, that was Diddy. Diddy's not guilty.
No, I know that.
He was acquitted about everything.
Yeah,
because our former FBI director's daughter, it was his
lawyer. No, I'm pretty sure that the Epstein stuff, because I said I only learned from this stuff from memes. Because I think
it's a good way to learn. It's a good way to move information.
Tucker Carlson,
okay,
was saying, well, he's like, I never thought I'd say this, but I owe Epstein an apology, and because they found there was no clients on his list, he wasn't sex trafficking to anybody, and he never messed with any of those girls, and he's just like, I'm sorry.
Dang it! Didn't we arrest him under the last Trump administration?
Yeah.
Oh.
He just happened. I mean, it's just sad. It's our fault that we drove him to kill himself because the stress we put on him, because he was 100% innocent.
Yeah. Dang. Wow. The ballad of an innocent man.
Named Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. Wow.
I want the painting of Epstein's island.
What? The painting of his island?
That one I keep showing you. The guy that.
Oh, yeah. The guy that all the celebrities onto it. Yeah. What about the paintings that are already on his island of George Bush sitting?
I don't want those.
Huh?
I don't want those.
What do you think of those, though? Sitting in front of two Jenga towers that are toppled over and him holding a paper airplane in his hand.
Is that on Epstein Island?
Yes.
I thought that was a joke painting.
Nope, that's 100% real. And then there's another painting that's also on his island. Right when you walked in the door, it was that picture of Bill Clinton sitting in the blue dress pointing at you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know that one, the Maxwell dress.
That
not Maxwell.
No,
that was Epstein's lady, but
Monica Lewinsky dress.
Monica Lewinsky.
He's wearing the dress and he's pointing at you. But that was the first thing you see when you go into his house on Epstein Island. So what does that mean? What does that mean?
He was a handsome man, and he liked having him in a dress in his house.
I mean, he was innocent, and our political leaders. Our global philanthropists need his insight and his money.
I'm trying to find the guy that does the painting so I can give him a shout out.
Oh, I can't. I wish I knew too. I know who you're talking about.
I have him saved somewhere, so just keep talking and I'll find him eventually.
The only one I can think of is Travis Chapman. So there's a shout out to him. He has some pretty funny paintings of not like this, what kind of this stuff sometimes, but mostly it's like raccoons water skiing or something.
That, I love that guy's paintings.
Yeah, it's similar style, but yeah, I don't know. It's just that's a lot of weird stuff that's going on, I think a lot of people were expecting answers. They were promised answers, and then falls flat in its face. And hey, the government's doing the government thing again, where they just lie to you and then they just tell you something that's obviously not true, but that's the story. You can't question it, and a lie loves or hates being questioned. A lie hates being questioned. The truth welcomes questioning. So when something can't be questioned, makes me question.
You hate being questioned.
Yeah, you're right. No, I don't know. No, I don't hate being questioned. Actually,
you threaten me a lot when I question you.
Well, that's just depends on what you question me about.
Just like, hey, what do you want for dinner?
Yep, yep.
Shut up! Yeah. You just scream at me and wave a knife around. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to find this guy's paintings.
Probably not. Yeah, I don't know. But I think that's something that for people to pay attention to. Could you get mixed up in the hustle bustle every day of, the grind, just trying to survive every week and just getting through each day. You don't sit back and think about the little details of this prominent child sex trafficker that was arrested multiple times for it. Everyone knows he did it.
Knows he did it, and everybody knows he didn't kill himself.
And it's public knowledge. But they see they released the video footage of that too.
What? Of him hanging himself?
No. The video footage of nobody having going in. There's nobody that went in that room. There's video evidence of it now. But remember when all this happened at the beginning? Yeah, when he first died?
Yeah,
there's no video evidence footage. Remember the video cameras broke on that? But now all of a sudden we got it. Why did that narrative change? How did it change? How is that a legal thing? Like, how can they say that legally? When they said at the beginning, there was no video footage. Somebody's lying somewhere.
Oh, I found the guy.
Okay, what's his name?
Roy.Prince on Instagram.
Nice.
Roy Prince. Greatest painter alive, 2023.
Nice.
He just added Diddy to Epstein's.
Oh. Hey, he shouldn't be on there. He was acquitted.
He said for legal reasons he had to put not guilty.
Yeah, on it. That's funny. He was acquitted. Oh.
Right now, his big thing he's been doing is taking celebrities and putting big jugs on them and making them dinosaurs.
Interesting.
I think that's his big thing right now.
Interesting.
I like the paintings.
They're very impressive. They're good.
Roy Prince.
Yeah, it's.
I'm going to buy the Diddy one, or not the Diddy one, the Epstein one, whenever it's done.
Whenever it's done, yeah.
Because he's been working on it for like over a year and a half now.
Well, a lot of people go to that island. A lot of people on that list. He does have a
really good Luigi Mangione painting. Huh. But he does like oil. They're real oil paintings.
Oh, he's a great painter. I can't deny that.
He did a full life-sized Luigi Mangione. And what's the guy, the CEO he shot?
Oh, I can't remember his name. Sadly, so
that's who the angel is behind him.
Gosh. Yeah, and that was probably... And, you know, he was never convicted, was he?
Oh, let me look.
I don't think he ever was. That's just another.
That's what DW's for, is me to Google things.
That's what, another one of them psyops that we were.
Luigi Mangione convicted, question mark.
That we had to sit through and go through and distract us for who knows how long, even though, you know, our healthcare system's so corrupt and doesn't want to actually help people.
So before I continue this, do you know, so BlackRock owns, what was it, United Healthcare.
Right.
BlackRock owns them. Do you know BlackRock just sued them for giving too much coverage, like in the last 4 months?
They sued who?
They sued their subsidiary, United Health.
Huh.
For giving too much coverage. Because when what's-his-name got shot.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of eased up on some of the,
right,
the hard stances they were taking.
Yeah.
And BlackRock did not like that.
So how is that? That's just so corrupt. We shouldn't be living like this, people. We should not be living like this.
So I just had to deal with medical insurance today. You were here for it, for the start of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady said, literally, it's a scam, and they will try to do anything not to pay for this.
It is a scam, and all it does is make our prices higher, and our health care, like, are worse. It makes it worse.
Brian Thompson is his name.
Brian Thompson?
Mm-hmm. He's the CEO that got shot.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Oh. I was thinking of Brian Johnson, the new singer of AC/DC.
Gosh, the federal government is seeking the death penalty in the case.
For Luigi?
Mm-hmm.
But he hadn't been convicted, right?
He has not been convicted, no, but they're trying to get the full death penalty for him.
Hmm.
Making it the first time the death penalty has been sought since the Montanera was placed on federal execution into it. Mangione now faces state charges in New York and Pennsylvania. Why Pennsylvania?
Who knows? Who knows? But yeah, terrible times.
Oh, because the terrorism.
No.
You can. So double jeopardy doesn't apply to terrorism.
No, a lot of things don't apply to terrorism. Not your Miranda rights. Your right to a speedy fair trial.
Yeah, that's the only reason, because he's not even really had any trial at all yet.
Yeah.
And it's because he was able to terrorist.
So they can jail him indefinitely.
Yeah, I mean, he's just going to die in prison.
It's either that or their use, if he's either actually in prison or not, because he is like a, I think he's another CEO's son.
Yes, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
When that first happened.
So maybe they're just using this as a cover story to hide whoever the real person was that killed the real, and they're just using this to like say, hey, look, we got the guy that did it. Don't worry. Like, all this apparently is fixed. No one ever better team, do it again.
Yeah, apparently his legal team has a pretty strong defense.
Well, they're probably BlackRock too. Like I said, this is all just a show. I don't know. Speaking of show, did you see that girl that went missing, or that hiker recently?
Mm-mm.
You haven't seen that news story?
Mm-mm. You're laughing.
Oh, it's bad.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, because it's bad. I think when you see the story, you're laughing.
Okay, what am I Googling?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you. I'll just tell it to you. Okay. You can Google it if you want. This girl just recently went missing. Oh, gosh. I want to say it was in California, maybe. She took an electric, went on an e-bike tour. She's going to go out in the mountains for like a few days.
Wait, on an e-bike?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're already picking up on it.
Yeah.
You're somewhere you can't charge a bike? So she took it out there, and she lost her e-bike. She lost both her sleeping bags. She lost all of her supplies. She was caught in, like, 14 blizzards. It was bad.
When?
Yeah, I forget how many avalanches.
What?
This is recently.
How is she caught in blizzards and avalanches recently? July.
Maybe this wasn't recently. I don't remember. I just remember seeing the story just recently. Either way. So she gets there, and there was a big search party to find her. And they found her. She made it to, like, this refuge cabin, you know?
Yeah, they put them out there, yeah.
Yep. So she made it to one of them, and they found her alive, and they brought her back and to the hospital, and she was there for, I think, 6 hours in the hospital. Then 2 days later, they did the news interview, because there was a big search. There was a huge search party out looking for her, so they finally found her. So she was supposedly gone for a week, was missing for a week with... Lost all of her stuff. It was caught in all that stuff. Survived by eating wild leeks. And that's the story. They found her. She survived. And she got a GoFundMe and raised like 20-something thousand dollars. But like every part of her story is made up and bogus. And what they think happened is And then the sheriff went on the podcast talking about it. That was like, went on a podcast discussing like what he claimed. Supposedly the sheriffs didn't even believe her, but there was evidence she did actually go to that area and she was there. And, but she said she was in an area where there was no cell phone service, so she couldn't call 911. So she was stranded. But so there's evidence she actually did go there. But what they think is she went there and then she went and went straight to that cabin and hid there and just stayed hidden and stayed missing until, because when they took her, they checked her vital. You know, she was in like perfect health. There was nothing wrong with her. But she had this elaborate long story of how she survived. And yeah, it's a pretty wild story. And that's why I'm laughing, because it's if you listen to it, the news interview, she's wearing a blanket, and it was 2 days after she was rescued.
California hiker goes missing, survives 14 blizzards.
Something like that. It should pop up, I'm telling you.
Well,
let me see. What do you find?
Tiffany Stallion?
Yeah, that was her name.
Oh my gosh, this girl looks crazy.
I mean, I'm not... I'd try to make light of any situation or anything, but because fine.
She doesn't look that crazy. The picture that Google used for the first picture makes her look insane.
Which one is it?
It's the one where she's like being interviewed at the sheriff's
podium. With the blanket around her.
Yeah.
Again, remember, that's 2 days after she was found.
She went missing for 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
In the Sierra Nevada mountains. Found alive and safe. She survived by foraging for food, drinking melted snow or water, and finding shelter in an unlocked cabin in Vermilion Valley Resort.
Yep.
This was in April.
You should hear her.
She fell off a cliff early in her trip, sustained substantial injuries.
Was unconscious.
Was unable to call for help due to lack of cell phone service. She survived foraging mostly for wild foods, mostly wild leeks, melting snow for drinking water.
Yeah, you got to just see the interview.
The resort owner is the one that found her after snowplows cleared the road to the resort. Oh, so there was pretty substantial snow.
Right. I'm telling you, you got to see it. You got to see the interview.
She was severely dehydrated, but otherwise, when she was rescued, was classified as good in condition.
Mm-hmm. You got to see the interview. Got to see it. But yeah, that's all right now. That's what's fresh right now. But that's not what we're talking about today. That's just called a cold 10-15 minute cold open right there. Oh man. So all right.
She was from California.
That's, I knew this involved somehow. I knew it was involved somehow. But all right. Let's get to the main topic of today's
discussion. I don't even want to anymore.
Why?
You've already ranted and raved for 15 minutes.
Well, you were looking up stuff. I don't know. That's just what we do on the shack.
So did the war out west or the war in the Middle East calm down?
I don't think so.
Why did everybody stop talking about it?
Because 4th of July weekend.
Oh.
That's why. I mean, honestly, that's why people stopped talking about it.
There was a lot of crazy protests the 4th of July this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm all for peaceful protesting. That's, you're right. You know, it's mentioned several times.
Yeah.
Peaceful
protest is important. We need it.
100%.
But peaceful is the key word. Peaceful. Not the CNN reporter saying it's mostly peaceful as a little building is burning down behind him.
I was even talking about just being disrespectful, because one of the people I know went to a local public beach.
Huh?
There was a big protest on it.
Huh?
But it's just, you know, 4th of July weekend, public beach. A lot of swearing, a lot of vulgarity.
Yeah, vulgarity.
I don't care for that. Like
era vulgaris.
Because I think it just, first off, if you're cussing and screaming in a place I got my kids.
Yeah.
I don't care what your message is. I'm not going to learn anything about your cause. I'm not going to support it. I'm going to be angry at you because it's a place where I take my kids,
mm-hmm,
and you're screaming profanities.
Ruined it.
I don't care how much I agree or disagree with the cause.
Right.
And it just, I don't know. That's all something that bothered me. Not that it was violent. It just, I seen a friend that has kids a little older than mine, and they were like literally just screaming profanities in a microphone, like 10 feet from where kids were swimming.
Yeah. Not cool.
Like,
not cool.
That's how you get punched.
Yeah. Not good.
That's, my dad did that one time. Well, not punched him. He didn't punch him. He told him to turn down their music, and they didn't. And then he went into the car, turned it down, and ripped the knob off.
Well, that worked, didn't it?
Yeah, I never told you that.
I don't know.
Was at the gas station uptown. It was some young kids in a convertible. blaring just this nasty music. It was just, and I'm probably 12.
Yeah.
So my brother's, you know, 10. But profanity, profanity, profanity. Dad is like, hey, turn it down. I got little kids. And they turned it up. And he said, turn it down. And they turned it up. And his buddy went inside. And Dad walked around, reached inside, turned it all the way down, ripped the knob off, and kept it.
Yeah.
And the guy's like frozen, solid. The other guy comes out and he's like, what's happening? And then screaming. The guy's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. No.
Yeah, you just don't do that. You got to be respectful in public to a certain degree.
My dad was put in witness protection for shooting at people.
He got shot at, too.
He was first shot at.
Yeah.
He returned fire.
Right. We got to.
Because they were attempting to murder him.
So world, well, yeah, you better. Yeah, it's kind of the natural order of things.
Mm-hmm. Now, what else is in the news? I don't even want to do my thing anymore.
Well, what's in the news?
What other things you got thoughts on recently?
Be honest, though, this past weekend, I have been avoiding the news, basically, because of the recent events with all the war and all that and whatnot. And then 4th of July weekend, it's just, yeah, we need a break. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. You're my news source 90% of the time.
I know, right? So I feel like I'm out of the loop a little bit right now because you miss like 2 days of everything that's going on. The
24-hour news cycle.
Yeah, and you're way behind. But I always go like the, I don't know, it's just a lot of the stuff we're dealing with right now. It's just with the war and everything going on, the bill that just passed, that's a big thing.
Oh my gosh, let's talk about that.
Yeah, okay. The bill that just passed.
Oh, and then I want to apologize. A couple weeks ago, we talked about alligator Alcatraz. I just mentioned it. I said I didn't really know anything about it.
Uh-huh.
It's an internment camp, basically, okay. In the middle of the Everglades.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it still.
Yeah.
But I was very wrong on my guess.
What was your guess? I don't even remember.
That it was just a big highway they were putting in there.
Oh, gotcha. No,
it's not. No, there's prison cells in the middle of the Everglades.
I've seen it flooded, too.
Yeah, because it's in the middle of the Everglades.
Yeah. Why? That's
a joke. The Everglades is 1 foot above sea level.
Right, yeah, exactly.
1 foot?
Yeah.
You know, the tide is 12 inches?
Yeah, so it's going to flood. Why?
Did you get the joke?
It's at sea level. Yeah.
The tide's 12 inches.
That's 1 foot.
Yeah.
Yes, I got the joke. Okay. 6 1 way, half a dozen the other.
Mm, oh, I thought it was clever.
Oh, okay.
let's talk about the billion things that's wrong with the Big Beautiful Bill.
What do you mean? It's called Big Beautiful Bill. There's nothing wrong with it. You don't like big, beautiful things?
Because I'm homeschooling my kids, and I hope they make their own decisions, their own mind. I really don't want to be my uncle where my kids just have my views on everything.
Oh, gotcha.
You're not supposed to.
No.
Like, I don't agree with my dad and mom on a bunch of stuff, but we don't argue and fight about it.
Right.
We just talk about it.
Yeah.
My uncle, like, basically brainwashed his kids until they were old enough to realize that was dumb.
I have a feeling. Oh, never mind. Go on.
But yeah, it's not hard to pick.
Yeah.
But,
well, no, that's not fair to say, but.
And it's not Democrat or Republican.
Yeah.
If the bill has some kind of name like the Big Beautiful Bill, the Patriot Act.
The CARES Act,
all those stuff. The more dressed up the name, I don't care how big it is, the worse it is.
The more crap they're hiding in it.
Yeah.
And the bigger the bill, the more crap they're hiding in it.
Like the Patriot Act, I mean, I don't even know what's in it, but you say that, and if you vote against it, you're unpatriotic.
You're not a patriot?
Yeah.
What are you, a communist?
And I seen somebody commented on this show that we hate this country.
We?
Yeah.
No.
I love this country.
Absolutely. I would rather live nowhere else.
The government.
Yep.
I love the country. I love the people. I love the cultural diversity.
Yep.
I love the Native American cultures. I would not, like you just said, I would not pick anywhere else in the world to live.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a horrible, asinine government.
Yep.
The best country in the world, the worst government.
Yep. And it doesn't matter what side of the government is in power. It all sucks. All is against you.
They're all the same team.
And you, the everyday person, like you and me, it's the you is we, the royal we.
So the Big Beautiful Bill, I know one of the things was the public land in it.
Yeah.
And there will be, whether they cover it up or not,
Oh, they're going to cover it up.
There will be basically a small civil war fought over this land.
Oh, yeah.
Because I already have friends that are involved in not fighting.
Resisting.
But they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
They'll be dead before they leave.
Oh,
over
gosh.
Turtles.
Yeah.
Because that's their whole life. I have a lot of biologists and, you know, nature lovers and stuff like that I'm very close with. And I know people that have devoted 70 years to protecting a single species that this big, beautiful bill will destroy in one night.
Yep.
70 years of your life.
Ah, but it's big and beautiful.
But I'm saying now, he ain't got nothing to lose.
Right.
That's his mark.
Right, yeah.
So there will be fights over this land because it did get approved, right? Because the vice president came to a draw. And then it got voted by the vice president.
Just so close, huh? It's just such a show. It's such a show. Oh, it came down. Oh, the vice president just had to make this tough decision. You know what? It may not be what the majority of American people wanted, but you know what? It was a hard, tough decision he had to make. And he made it for you, the American people. And if you don't like it, you're just not American.
So you know who the vice president's supposed to be, right? Have we ever talked about that?
The other party, the other candidate that was running? Yeah.
Supposed to be the second guy.
Right.
Because you're not supposed to agree with your vice president.
Right.
That's the point. You're not supposed to pick your vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're supposed
checks
to...
checks and balances.
Yeah, you're supposed to have a guy that doesn't have the same power as you.
Right.
But doesn't agree with you. So you can hear the other side.
The problem is both people have to care in order for that to work. Neither of them care.
So I know that was one thing is that it's became for sale or can now be sold. Millions and millions of acres of public land, which
to other countries is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter who buys it, but yeah, it will be either Bill Gates or another country.
Right. It's both the same thing. That neither
or lumber industry or it. I mean, it could be a dozen different.
Oh, it's just
not good entities.
It's just opening up a lot of natural resources, is what you're saying.
Yes, that's the point of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's to open up the availability to get at commercial or to get at protected rights, mineral rights.
Okay. Well, they probably at least gave us like, you know, like affordable health care in there though, right?
So that, isn't that the other thing, right? They got rid of all kinds of health care benefits.
Oh, shoot. Oh, yeah. They cut all that actually. They did the opposite. Yeah. Oh.
Because that was, there was all those people protesting.
Right.
That were in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s in wheelchairs. In D.C., and the cops handcuffed them and zip-tied them to their wheelchairs so they couldn't get away.
Nice.
Because they were violently protesting.
Nice. Yeah, for healthcare.
Because they said they won't survive with this cut.
Well, I'm sure they at least, maybe the bill at least, maybe slashed a bunch of, like, you know, Pentagon war spending, you know?
Didn't it double it?
Oh, shoot. Dang it, you're right. Oh,
okay, just making sure.
I thought Doge was supposed to, you know, eliminate a lot of that money. Oh, I forgot when he was running for president, when he was campaigning, he even said he was going to slash their Pentagon's budget in half. Oh, I doubled it. Dang it. He gave them more money than ever. Maybe not doubled it, but he gave more money than
I was just saying.
Right. But more money than they've ever gotten ever before. But we were supposed to save all that money, maybe return it to the people for all the, you know, the inefficient government activities going around.
They were so talking about giving us that check.
Oh, dang. Oh, it's just, it's weird. It's just, it seems like time after time we never get anything. And then, but we just get a whole bunch of crap rammed down our throat at the end of the day. And then things just get worse. As our technology gets better, our experiences all get worse and more complicated. How does that work?
I cannot spell acre.
A-C-R-E. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. But how does that work? You know,
we're
the most advanced, according to the narrative, we're the most advanced humans at this point in history. You know, we're most technologically advanced. We live the most richest, lavish lifestyles. But none of that's true.
So here, I'm going to go back to the land.
For normal people.
Land selling.
Uh-huh.
So, according to the Bureau of Land Management, which is the BLM, which is an organization we haven't talked about a lot, but is also full of corruption.
Oh, yeah.
They're very scary. I believe...
Well, now when you Google them, you can't, because other organizations pop up and fill
Black
its place.
Lives Matter. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Now, the BLM is ancient. I believe a big part of their early job was just killing Native Americans.
I believe it.
That was how they managed the land, is
getting rid of the people who live there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that's what's happening in the world today.
And then the U.S. Forest Service, which if anybody's listened to any other shows on the network, know that the U.S. Forest Service is full of corruption, murder, paranormal activity, human sacrifices, the UN.
Mm-hmm.
So they say that the Big Beautiful Bill will only, which is, this is officially known as One Big Beautiful Bill Act, H.R. 1, includes a provision to sell between 2 and 3 million acres of public land managed by the BLM and U.S. Forest Service.
Mm, so what are they going to use that land for?
Now, wait. Sell between 2 and 3 million acres.
You're right.
That is what they are telling everybody. But the Wilderness Society says that that is not true. The bill actually outlines over 250 million acres eligible for sale.
That's a little bit more.
Over almost 100 times more than what they said.
Hmm. Is that like the size of a state? I guess I don't know. I can't even picture in my head how big that is.
The specific mandate is for 2 to 3 million acres within 5 years.
Mm.
So they want to sell 2 to 3 million acres immediately, but this bill will allow the total sale of 250 million acres.
Wow. Sounds good for us, right? Sounds good for the American people. American people want that, right? Yeah, we want that. We need that. That's good for us. It's good for our kids. It's good for our future. Good for the, you know, down the road. Oh, yes. Wonderful. I don't know. There's gotta come a point where, I mean, they're doing a great job at separating people from the left and the right, and there's gotta come a point where it's gotta be the people that, I guess,
so if
the, I don't know.
If the Google AI overview is correct.
It's a big if.
It's Ohio is approximately 28 million acres. So it's 10 Ohios.
Like half the country.
Well, it's a lot of it's out west, the pine forest and, you know, national forest that nobody lives in.
Wyoming?
The whole state of Wyoming.
Yeah. It's like there might be resources there they want to sell off. And
28
harvest.
Million total acres.
Wow. And they want 250?
And they're selling 2 to 3 in the first 4 years. But the total goal is to sell 250 million acres. That is 10 Ohios.
Are they going to use
selling
that?
The land.
Oh, I know what they're
10
doing.
10 Ohios.
Duh, they're going to... Okay, stop. We're getting too far ahead of ourselves. Let's remember, we're playing 4D chess here. You got to sell that land to make the money to buy Canada and Greenland.
You got to... Yeah.
Well, I've got to move here soon. But if I were you guys, I would invest in warm clothes because we're about to all be moving to Greenland, because it just seems to be that'll be our where we'll be pushed out of, or you're going to live in a 15-minute city here. I don't know. This is just ridiculous. I don't know. I just, the direction we're going, it's obviously been going not well in the past.
Well, if you just Google 250 million acres of land, like, no, don't worry about it. So most of this would come from Western states. Mostly Utah, Washington, and Wyoming.
Yeah, hey, called it.
And it's almost all forest, old forest. The last old forest in the U.S.
Mm, nice. Oh.
So it's going to the logging industry. It'll be clear cut within 10 years.
So what are they going to be building? Interesting.
Houses for the homeless.
No, they're not. Okay, that's it.
I'm sorry. I meant ovens for the homeless.
Yeah, that's more likely. I was just saying, houses for the homeless would be fantastic. Actually, we had enough money. We sent enough tax money to Ukraine and Israel this past year that could have built housing. We could have ended homelessness in this country. Right then and there.
100%.
If you want to check my numbers, go ahead. Check the numbers.
How much money would it take to end homelessness in the U.S.?
I didn't mean you. I meant the listeners at home.
I'm curious.
Okay. We Googled this before because I think I guessed it right.
It's like, not that much money.
It's like $20 billion?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What?
That's just for a year, like for a year. But it would end it. You know how much money we just sent to Ukraine the past 4 years?
2.2 of that $20 billion a year is just Los Angeles.
It's insane. That's insane. Yeah, it's just a lot of horribleness going on right now. And
this company says they can do it for $11 to $30 billion a year.
Jeez. Yeah, that's because they build just big ovens. Or they just shove them all into the ocean.
I think this is that company that builds those little houses, those portable little houses that they set up in like parking lot stuff. Yeah. Because they say that the average cost they can get it down to for a full year per person is $12,000 and change.
That's awesome.
And that's food, water, electricity, and in a house.
That's insane. Hey, you know, why aren't we doing that for people? I don't know, because people fall on hard times. People get sick, and then they're bankrupt.
If you have one too many bad days, yeah. It doesn't matter how good
it unravels. Or bad of it can person. Unravel in just no time.
What is it? Half of isn't it like half of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck?
More than that, I think it's 80% of Americans now can't. It used to be 1,000 can't do like a $500 emergency.
So we've had plenty of times we couldn't.
Yeah, it's insane. It's like 80 or 90%. It's insane, and it's getting worse. That. When I first heard that number, it wasn't even that high. It's growing exponentially, like within the years. Everything is ramping up, like getting worse and worse and worse. But we all just keep eating it, keep taking it.
I mean, it'll break. The system will break.
The problem is it's going to be a lot of, I think it's going to be hard for a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of hardships, a lot of deaths.
Buy some chicken and quail.
Huh?
Buy some quails.
Right, yeah. I mean, we're prepping for the worst, I think. I mean, that's the goal.
That's the goal. I mean.
So we don't have to deal with this crap that controls your lives. We need that.
I want my kids to have food.
Right. I mean, food and be not indoctrinated by everything.
They can choose whatever mental state they want. I can't force anything, but I will make sure they know the skills of how to raise food, feed yourself, that kind of stuff.
Right, survive.
I have amassed those skills in my life that I will pass down.
Maybe once they're old enough, you just turn them loose into the woods and just say.
I've said the sea turtle thing many a times.
Right, it's just pee gone.
Good luck.
Yes, you know enough.
I'd have to take them down. Well, I can't even take them to the Everglades anymore.
Nope, they'll end up in alligator Alcatraz.
Oh yeah, let me look that up. Alligator Alcatraz.
Gosh.
Is it for immigrants, I'm going to assume?
I would just like to know, because, you know, I just don't think a majority of Americans.
Migrant detention facility. Oh my gosh, it looks horrible.
I'm sure it is.
It looks like what I imagine the concentration camp started it out like.
Who do you think those are for?
I mean, whoever's getting put in these is dying.
Yeah, for sure.
Deep in the marshy wetlands of the Florida, this is from CNN, just so everybody knows, the Florida Everglades, less than 50 miles west of President Donald Trump's resort in Miami, sits the largest battleground in the administration of immigrant enforcement efforts, makeshift detention facility dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. In a matter of days, workers have transformed the Del Coyol Training and Transmitting Airport, the 11,000-foot runway, into a temporary tent city. Yes.
So it's just a trial run thing.
Yeah, it houses up to 3,000 immigrants ability to add more capacity and at a moment's notice.
This is probably that same exact thing that they showed us that was going on in Australia when the COVID stuff happened. Remember they showed...
It was just filming it. They were actually just filming it in Florida.
Well, no. I'm just saying it's the same story again. It's literally the exact same story. They built this huge facility.
5,000 beds. This is just an airport.
That they just put walls up on the tarmac. That's all it is.
Yeah, because they have 58,000 immigrants in ICE custody. So they're going to start putting them in this tarmac in Florida.
Gosh, it's so horrible.
Oh, it's already got a Wikipedia page.
Of course, you gotta sell the PSYOP. Anything that needs attention has to have a Wikipedia page.
These aren't great conditions.
No. Well, I don't know if it's even real, if people are actually going to end up being there. It was probably just a big tax write-off or something. The file under tax write-off to waste taxpayers' money and... They built it cheaply, but, you know, the bill on it was like $2 billion to build, but it actually cost $100,000 or something. So all that other money just got pocketed. Yeah, look, Alligator Alcatraz. It's there. They ain't putting nobody in it.
And didn't they just sell a whole bunch of Florida wetlands? I think the guy...
Probably.
David, the guy that runs the Skunk Ape headquarters down in the Everglades.
Okay.
Him and a bunch of our buddies were down there protesting, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Because they just sold off a whole bunch of the Everglades again.
Jeez.
Did they sell off a whole bunch of the Everglades? My favorite part of the show is Googling.
Talking into it, because, well, everyone knows you can't text it out, that's for sure. What are you finding out, though, over there? You're making some interesting faces. Did they sell it?
No, I got something that is not related whatsoever.
Oh, okay. But either way, why are we, I don't know. There's just, I don't know. There's so much that is just wrong, and I don't want to say I have all the answers, because I don't.
I don't know anything.
Right. I don't know nothing, but I can tell you when something's just not right, and the pattern of behavior from our elected officials has not been reflecting, I think, even the people that had voted for them, regardless whether you're left or right or center. They're not reflecting anybody's views anymore. I don't know.
Okay, so, yeah, it was the Seminole tribe.
That did what?
It's involving with Alligator Alcatraz, because they basically claimed a whole bunch of land.
Okay.
And it's sacred land.
Ooh.
So they're putting this internment camp for immigrants on sacred Seminole land. If anybody didn't know, the Seminole Indians, Native Americans, whatever the appropriate term is, fascinating group of Native Americans. They have some of the best history that have survived, in best genealogy that survived in modern day, because they lived in the Everglades. And when settlers came, they're just like, all right, we're going to go stand in where the alligators live. And
good luck finding us. Well,
And all these pale Europeans came out where the sun, they looked at an alligator and like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be to me. I think George Carlin talked about that he says he calls them Indians. He doesn't call them Native Americans, he calls them Indians. And he said it's because, I think he said they were, supposedly Columbus referred to them as like Indios.
Which doesn't that mean friend or hospitality?
It means of God.
Oh, of God's people
of God. Yeah,
because didn't Christopher Columbus in his books, in his journals, say how nice and wonderful they were and how easy they would be to take over?
Right. Yeah, something like that.
How these people are so nice and kind. And
he didn't call him, but he didn't call him Indians because he thought he was in India. Is basically what George was saying. Yeah,
I think that's right, because I think it may not be Christopher Columbus. It was one of the earliest explorers, though, talked about how nice and welcoming they were and caring they were.
Mm-hmm.
And how they'll be very easy to conquer, and how they'll make good house slaves, essentially. I'm paraphrasing a bit.
But the sentiment is there. Yeah, I don't know. I like George Carlin a lot, too, and I still remember when he was still alive.
There's people living. They've already put people in there in Alligator Alcatraz.
Gosh, it's horrible.
Yeah, that's what the protest is about, because they basically public domained a whole bunch of lands at the Everglades National Park and that kind of stuff.
Jeez. That's so sad.
Native Seminole tribes, sacred lands.
Yeah.
And they're putting an internment camp on it.
Fitting. I'm sure there won't be... This is where, haunted houses and haunted lands
Why
come
is
from.
America so haunted?
Yeah, it's like, here's a modern-day example.
It's almost like the whole thing's built on an Indian burial ground.
Like we've been doing this, yeah, throughout the history of this country since being here.
The U.S. government. 2 minutes informing U.S. government. Kill all the natives.
That's first policy. They ain't done yet. They're still going.
There's still a couple of them left.
So let's put an internment camp on there.
We gotta get them. We gotta lure them out of the swamp.
But what are they doing selling off,
public resources?
All those resources, yeah. Do you think that's even going to go to the American people?
No, gosh, no.
I don't think so either.
First thing it'll go to is the lumber industry.
Yeah.
And then after that, the lumber industry will either sell it to, third parties like China.
Or whatever Amazon wants to build.
Amazon. Yeah. I'm wrong. They will go to the lumber industry first, and then it'll go to mineral extraction facilities.
Ah, yes.
And then it'll go to those people.
Right, yes, of course. Well, it's got to go through the government first, too. Some government contracted company first. They get first dibs at all of it. Oh, my gosh. That way the government, officials get their kickbacks. Everyone that voted yes for this bill gets their, their little cut back to it. I don't know.
Highlights of the big, beautiful bill.
Oh, yeah, here we go. This will be a...
Man, this is the second week in a row I've tried to talk about cows, and it's just not going to happen.
Well, sometimes the show we talk about cows and animals and what you need to do to feed yourself, and sometimes we got to talk about what's going on in the world. But any good highlights, any good bullet points?
Yeah, the best one is tax cuts for billionaires.
Wow. Is that the... Yeah, what's the positive? What's a positive thing from the Big Beautiful Bill that helps us?
Oh, no, there's not. That doesn't exist.
No, come on. It's big and it's beautiful. There's got to be something positive.
Oh, no, it's for big, beautiful businesses.
Ah, the BBB.
I'm trying to find something that is not extremely biased one way or the other.
You're not.
So steep cuts to Medicaid.
Horrible.
Extension of the 2017 Trump tax cuts.
Was that good or bad? I can't remember at this point.
During his first term, Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which lowered taxes for corporations and individuals who cross the highest of income brackets. That's the billionaire and super business tax cut.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Trump has toted the laws as one would salute or would stimulate economic growth, but experts have argued that it's mostly beneficial to the extremely most wealthiest Americans.
Hmm.
Key provisions that the law has set to expire in December, but a sprawling budget bill currently before lawmakers aims to make those tax cuts permanent. It also increases the standard deductions by $1,000 for individuals and $2,000 for married couples until 2028.
Mm.
So there's one thing. You get a little bit more tax back if you're married or individual.
Does it include the no tax on tips? Is that in there?
No. Next thing, it's extremely steep cuts to Medicaid.
Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, there's a lot on that. I mean,
that's really bad. That's going to be bad for a lot of people. I mean, we need healthcare. People need healthcare. You shouldn't. And hospitals are scams. It's all going to administration work anyway. It's not even mostly going to the doctors and the nurses.
Ask for an itemized bill.
Yeah, the people taking care of you. It's not going to them. It's going to the freaking management. And their management sucks.
I know. Recently, I just tried to die instead.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, Lisa made me go.
Huh.
And they're like, yeah, you waited a long time, didn't you? As I'm like...
Yeah, have you seen your prices?
Yeah, it's $8,000 when I walk in here.
We're just to breathe your air.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's company policy. It's our management's. It's our management's rules.
Don't you ever, again, make fun of Sam Smith.
The artist?
No. The nice Indian lady I talked to today.
Oh.
On the freaking... healthcare stupid call I had to do.
Oh yeah, you're
super heavy accent. My name is Sam Smith.
What accent?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. But
why not?
It's just horrible because I'm like, okay, come on. What's your real name?
Steven.
No, it was a lady.
Okay, that's usually what I get. Steven or Mike. Steven's
common. Mike's all another one. Social Security taxes on the campaign trail. Trump voters eliminated taxes on Social Security income. Monthly payments, blah, blah, blah. The House bill fell short of delivering on those promises, but it did temporarily increase the standard deduction up to $4,000 for individuals over 65. The deduction would now be placed on the 25 through 28. Senate Republicans approved an extension of Social Security tax breaks, and an increase would grant a $6,000 tax deduction for older Americans who earn no more than $75,000 a year.
Gosh.
An increase in state and local tax deductions. That's called SALT. That's a whole bunch of money. Cuts to food benefits like SNAP, the SNAP program, which when we were suffering, when we had all that stuff happen, SNAP
saved you.
Saved a lot, like, yes.
Yeah.
SNAP made it a lot easier to survive.
And listen, I understand people abuse it. I get that. But
no matter what system, somebody's going to abuse
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Because it went away after we didn't need it.
Yep.
But when we needed it, it was truly an amazing blessing.
Yep, absolutely. So it's just that people need this stuff.
Right, I mean, me and Lisa didn't work for...
Three months?
3.5 months. Yeah. Well, because even after she got out of the hospital, she didn't work.
Right, yeah, it's true.
So almost 4 months. Yeah, we didn't have nothing.
Not much in the shack.
No. Boosted defense and border spending.
Yay!
Oh my gosh. How much did it take to end homelessness a year?
$20 billion.
Okay, so the U.S. military received a budget increase, not a total budget, a budget increase.
Yep, like I said.
Of $150 billion under this bill.
Extra?
extra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Remember all that Doge money we saved? Oh, there's where it all went. Right back to the military. And
oh, wait.
They lose so much. They lose trillions of dollars unaccounted for.
Another highlight is no tax on overtime or tips and other elements.
Mm-hmm.
The no tax on tips provision in the budget would mark a win for one of Trump's promises during his campaign. The Senate bill considered the House would allow individuals to deduct a certain amount of their tip wages and overtimes from the taxes.
A certain amount?
However, they proposedly graduated phased out these benefits based on annual income.
Ha!
Starting at $150,000 for individuals and $300,000 for filings, it would expire 2018, or 2028, sorry. The Senate legislation would also permanently increase the child tax credit from $2,200, which is $3,000 less than House lawmakers have eyed. The House version requires both parents to have Social Security numbers, but the Senate okayed a requirement for only one of the parents. The upper chamber bill also posed raising the debt ceiling by $5 trillion, more than $4 trillion approved by the House last month. The debt ceiling is limited by the amount of money the U.S. government can borrow and to pay its own bills. Lifting the debt allows the government to pay for programs already approved by Congress.
That's insane. Yeah, let's increase the debt even more. Let's just keep increasing it. What's going to be the ramifications of that down the road? It's going to have to come to a head. You can't borrow nothing forever.
You know, like all this like AI video stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that's like an alien podcast, and they're just talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, what's the weirdest thing about Earth you have to visit it? Like, that it's, I can't remember, the whole planet is $97 trillion in debt. Like, who do they owe it to?
Right, yeah.
It's just them.
Yeah, it's themselves. It just doesn't, I think it just points to the obvious. It's all a scam. It's all a scam.
Somebody I was recently talking to did not understand, like, the gold standard. Mm-hmm. Why did the gold standard matter? And they're like, gold's not that, you know, society collapse or whatever, gold's not that useful.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's a finite physical resource.
Right.
I don't care. You could pick coal. You could pick gypsum. Mm-hmm. I don't care. You just pick something that is a finite physical resource. There's only ever going to be this much of it.
Right.
And it takes so much more energy to make more of it. Kind of like what Bitcoin was trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
With the computing and stuff like that. That right. It takes... He made X amount of Bitcoin in the beginning. After that, there can be more Bitcoin made, but it takes X amount of energy
to make it.
To make it.
Yep.
So it still, I guess, holds intrinsic value, even though it's a digital thing.
Like a snake eating its own tail.
Yeah. So that's kind of. That's the printing thing now.
Right. Oh, now, gosh. Now it's beyond that.
What's the one guy they did the interview? There's an unlimited amount of money in the Federal Reserve.
I can't imagine what idiot said that.
He was in an interview talking about debt, and he's like, we have it, or it's okay. There's an unlimited amount of money in the Federal Reserve. There's no money there.
And he's probably in our government?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Probably an unelected official, too. No, he's probably an unelected official.
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter, because, it doesn't matter. They all answer to unelected people anyways. They all do. The whole government does.
Good.
It runs off unelected people, controlling everything.
Good. I'm glad you said that.
Who's the FDA?
Oh, I don't know.
The FDA has a lot of power, right?
Gosh, yeah.
Who voted to put them in president? Nobody.
Who's the head of the FDA?
Well, it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. It's the point.
I'm curious now.
What about the EPA? They hold a lot of power, right?
They're very scary, yes.
Who voted for them? What? What's that face mean?
Is he your dad?
Oh, gosh, what?
Just look at the picture, the first picture from a distance.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I kind of... Well,
don't...
Oh, gosh, yeah, don't zoom in on him. Oh, he looks... worse the more you zoom in.
That's what I'm saying. Don't look like, but just from a little bit of a distance, it looks like your dad in a suit.
Yeah, but I think I know who that guy is, and I do not. That's a horrible human.
Martin A. Mankey? Mankrey?
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's who runs the FDA.
Either way, like Fauci, he made a lot of decisions and suggested.
How do you become the president of the federal EPA?
He suggested a lot of policy that we had to do that controlled our lives, controlled our businesses, controlled our pocketbooks.
So all of those heads are appointed by the president. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't matter. And then, okay, so we elect a president, right? Why did Citibank suggest to President Obama in 2008 all of his cabinet members? And then why did Obama agree and put all the cabinet members that they suggested in place. What's that? How does that work? And you can check that. That was released on WikiLeaks.
I mean,
Julian Assange, that was leaked.
They were suggestions, and they would have to be good suggestions.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So what kind of relationship do you have to have with somebody to where you're just going to automatically accept all their good suggestions? Because I don't know. I mean, I've been in situations where somebody has suggested somebody else to me, and the person suggesting, if I don't know you, how am I even supposed to acknowledge your suggestion or even consider it if I don't know you, what type of character you have or who you are? How do I know your suggestions are even good at all? So he must have some kind of personal relationship with this guy, the president of Citibank, Citigroup, whatever it is. Maybe they're the ones controlling things in certain aspects, huh? Maybe it's the people who control the money, because that's everything. It's Jesse Ventura said it the best. Follow the money. Follow the money. And then he moved to the Baja in California. He has 40 gallons of potable water on hand at all times. Monsoon.
What?
No, sorry. I don't know. It's just, this is a frustrating episode, just because it's reality. And I just don't, it's frustrating seeing all this stuff going on. I don't know the proper ways to address it or to change things other than striking and organizing and peacefully protesting. I mean, it's the only way. It's the only way we can flex our power without violence, because I don't think violence is the answer to things, but peaceful protesting is an effective way. And sometimes it just takes a lot of awareness, and people just need to be aware. Once you're aware of things, and enough of us are aware, we can create change. Government denies, take home nights, you through the lies. Flat earth claims, they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mail's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mills hold up, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.